guilty. There is an alternative.
Warning, you are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. 3, 2, 1. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the Unhump Day Wednesday edition, rolling into the happier happy hour. And my little buddy Dom.
Well, what does that mean? Unhump Day?
Well, Joey Behar and Crudy are calling for a sex strike against those that would support the overturning of Roe v. Wade.
I'm down, but probably wouldn't have much impact because most of them probably aren't getting any anyway. But I like the effort.
You know, Righty Whitey Talk Radio, Clay and Buck, they were laughing at the premise. You know, Joey Behar, the happiest human on the planet right now is Mr. Joy Behar. And I'm thinking, and then they went on to insult all liberals, you know, any liberal man that would, you know, find himself attracted to a liberal woman. Well, he's been emasculated in some way because, you know, he's not woke enough, you know, to have sex with his girl would be toxic masculinity. And you know, they reminded me a lot of the reaction. You brought it up to me, Matt Gaetz.
Yeah.
The 17-year-old sex trafficking,
yeah,
alleged
the degenerate from Florida. Yeah, that guy. He got a tweet. I have the tweet right here. I can actually quote.
Oh, share the tweet. Do share
Mr. Gaetz's tweet from 5:40 a.m. early riser. How many of the women rallying against overturning Roe are overeducated, underloved millennials who sadly return from protest to a lonely microwave dinner with their cats and no Bumble matches? That's
well, the
what Matt
difference
Gaetz tweeted out this morning.
With conservatives, Tom, is most conservatives that return home to their mom's basement, well, mom heated up the meatloaf for him. Just ask Glenn Grothman.
And I do take a little umbrage with this, Mr. Gaetz. As we speak right now in downtown Milwaukee at Red Arrow Park, my wife, Steph, my daughter, Izzy, and some of her friends, and I believe some my brothers-in-law, two gay men who are married, are down at Red Arrow Park protesting right now. So when he tweets that out, he's talking about my 17-year-old daughter, which is a little scary because we know what Matt's into, and my wife, who's not a millennial. And what overeducated, Mr. Gaetz? What the hell are you talking about?
He likes his girls dumb. You know what I'm saying? That's the only way they would ever accept even a Venmo from a Matt Gaetz, much less a you-know-what from a Matt Gaetz.
What this is what the Republicans are left with. Trolling. That's it. Just they're the trolling party, the fringe. They're not fringe of the GOP, and Matt Gaetz is one of their leaders.
Well, talking about another action of perhaps trolling, Ben Shapiro, something of a conservative folk hero, young lad. Ben Shapiro calls on the Supreme Court to unwind same-sex marriage. A little bit from his quote earlier today. First of all, Obergefell is a bad Supreme Court decision. And if we had a Supreme Court worth its salt, they would overturn Obergefell, but they're not going to. And then he goes on to quote the leaked Alito, Ben Shapiro, I quote here. Alito says, I think three separate times in that decision that I read in nearly its totality, this has no impact on the other cases of different lines, which is a clear reference to Obergefell, Shapiro says. Alito also suggests in the leaked opinion that the cases are the basis for the modern-day LGBTQ civil rights were wrongly decided, including Lawrence v. Texas. So Alito does make allusion to the fact that, you know, well, you can't use this as precedent, But let's look at these other laws that should be overturned in the same way that we're overturning Roe v. Wade.
As soon as they get a crack, they're going to try to break the whole thing. That's how these Republicans work. That's how the Trumpsters, that's how MAGA is. They're going to break into it. They're going to try to overturn everything. And what is it about gay marriage, Mr. Shapiro, that you give a damn about? I mean, two gay people getting married doesn't impact your marriage, does it?
Not clear that Ben Shapiro's moved out of mom's basement. Ma, the meatloaf!
Terrible.
844-967-2789. Dom, you also made a fine booking. A little unexpected for you. But a fine booking coming at 5:30 Central Time. Chaz Stevens and his advocacy down in Florida where they got the, you know, don't say gay laws. And
don't say gay!
They're also, what, banning textbooks. Because, you know, they're a little too woke, those textbooks, especially
the math textbooks.
And specifically
some math books. Right. And based on what? I mean, to my knowledge, and I've seen some reporting, I haven't seen it in a while, there has been no specificity on what was canceled and why.
Oh, they gave a couple of really tangential
examples.
Well,
they find it on the internet because you saw something on the internet about a math book? Are you kidding me?
Well, Chaz Stevens, and I think we're going to like this guy, but
yeah,
Chaz.
Yeah, I think so, too.
Chaz wants to ban the Bible, utilizing that very same Florida law.
Excellent.
Yeah, we like this action.
That's a great idea.
You're going to like him, too. He joins us at 5:30, a little bit later in this big hour. Dick from Madison. Right. Welcome, man. What do you got for us, Dick?
Hey, Dick.
Well, guys, I'm kind of downtrodden tonight. You know, these stories coming out nonstop with this the January 6th committee, the preponderance of evidence just keeps cascading in from everywhere. And it just looks like people are oblivious to this. I mean, this is the country here.
But, Dick, that's why you got to start tuning in on June 9th when we'll have gavel-to-gavel coverage right here on Devil Radio in the Shaw of the January 6th committee hearings, man. The public needs to be educated. Most of these interviews have happened behind closed doors. I mean, we don't even know what Jamie Raskin say, Dick. There is criminality that hasn't even been alleged yet.
Okay. I got you. But in this society where people are so, you know, just all over the map, busy with all kinds of things, I don't even know if that's going to do it anymore. I'm starting to get really worried that it's not. I mean, come on. Anybody paying halfway attention when you brought up this situation with the Proud Boys and these people, 20 years, they should be facing 50 years to life in my mind. They should never see the light of day again, ever.
Well, 20 years in a federal pen, that's a big stretch. And I got to think,
time.
Dick, some
especially
of these guys,
in your 40s.
If they were indeed conspiring in new reporting, we talked about in the last hour, appreciate your call, Dick. New reporting at The Guardian and other sources reporting that the Oath Keepers called a confidant to President Trump after the mob attack on January 6th and said, "We got guns. We want permission to effectively go in violently." That's the new reporting. Well, that seems like sort of a advancement of the story, Dom. Almost like, you know, things are getting a little out of hand. And they also apparently had a pipeline to Donald Trump to ask his prior permission to go shoot up the place.
I found this one at the RollingStone.com. According to the court documents, Rhodes then called an individual over the speakerphone. Wilson, this is the guy who just pled guilty, Wilson heard Rhodes repeatedly implore the individual to tell President Trump to call upon groups like the Oath Keepers to forcibly oppose the transfer of power. To forcibly oppose the transfer of power. This individual denied Rhodes' request to speak directly with President Trump after the call ended. Rhodes stated to the group, "I just want to fight." Rolling Stone goes on and has some more details, but I thought this was interesting. I'll share just a couple of paragraphs. Can hear you, Crudy. Wilson and others arrived near Washington, D.C. in advance of January 6, 2021. Per the court documents, Wilson's weapons cache included an AR-15 style rifle, a 9mm pistol, approximately 200 rounds of ammunition, body armor, a camouflage combat uniform, pepper spray, a large walking stick intended for use as a weapon, and a pocket knife. He stayed in a room at the Hilton Garden Inn Hotel in Vienna, Virginia, that Rhodes allegedly paid for. According to Wilson's charging documents, he and fellow oath keepers were, quote, prepared to answer Rhodes' call to take up arms at Rhodes' direction, unquote. So they're waiting for the order from the founder of the Oath Keepers, who was seeking permission from a confidant of Donald Trump, and we can probably guess who that might have been, to go and start shooting people.
You act like that would be a big deal, Dom.
It seems like premeditated. It seems like conspiracy. It seems like a lot of things.
Oh, the media is just blowing it up. The only ones who care about this are the media, Dom.
Yeah, Congressman from Wisconsin, Glenn Grothman. Oh, you know, the media is the only one that cares about this. And I think perhaps to Dick's point, yeah, that's a little concerning. We have to continue to implore people. It's up to us as well, Dick. This stuff is outrageous. And everybody that we know has to know about it.
Mark, do you know what a big deal this could have been? Welcome, Mark.
Hey, Mark.
Hey, thanks, guys. And Dom, I did notice a couple of those, listening on the phone here, a couple of territorial number six you dropped, you were reporting what had been said. So, but because I could hear you guys talking in the background there. But no, it's a big deal. It is a big deal. And what are they telling me? That do I need to go and buy get the old-fashioned Greek short sword, a copus, and that's got to be, I got to carry that around with me now to, you know, bolster up my manhood.
Right.
I don't know. And as far as Shapiro, Clay, and Buck, I mean, none of those guys look like they know what to do with a real woman if they got a hold of one.
It's just beyond the pale, Mark. It's getting it. We are a Republican trolling nation, and they're doing some real damage down there. Our active protests going on around the country, certainly here in Wisconsin yesterday, Madison here in the city of Milwaukee. People should be fired up, and they are fired up. I saw Gavin Newsom from California lighten mofos up. It's a big deal, and people are fired up, certainly about the abortion issue and certainly the J6.
Come back with us. We are the Devils Advocates Radio Show. It is the Happier Happy Hour, the May 4th Be With You edition.
Homosexuality is not something that we should be supporting.
Perhaps you think you're being treated unfairly.
Ties matter not.
I was in the pool! I was in the pool!
Hey, Ma! Can we get some meatloaf?